In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. When God created us in his image and likeness, he intended for us to live in his image and likeness. He intended for us to have one life, under one law, with one conscience, leading us to one kingdom prepared for us. And as long as we live in this way, we're happy. Life is simple. Life becomes complicated when we need to become different things at different times to different people. Life becomes complicated when we feel we need to change our appearance, our actions, our words, even our principles from time to time. And it happens. Unfortunately, it happens. We are very often put in situations where we need to change who we are, because we feel the environment around us will not accept who we are. The environment around us wants us to be someone else. Is that really possible? Can we constantly be changing to suit the environment around us? Can we constantly be changing our appearance, our words? Can we be constantly changing who we are? This causes us great confusion. It causes us difficulty. We are sometimes able to do this if we're talking about certain situations. We know that if we're at work, we can be one person, and then maybe at home or at church or at your school, someone else. But sometimes it becomes difficult. What happens in our workplace or our universities or our schools when our principles are called to question? Which principles do we live by? Which ethics and which morals? How do we make our choices? One of the blessings I have in being a clergyman is this. I don't have to get up in the morning and figure out what I wear. It's simple. It's all the same, all year round, in every occasion. I'm able to live and not have that precious 15 minutes or 3 hours, depending on who you are, taken up in my life in the morning, figuring out what I'm going to wear. Because I have one thing I do all the time, based on who I am. Now, I'm not saying that's better or worse than anyone, but I'm saying I consider it a blessing. But if I had to get up in the morning and figure out what I wanted to wear and what I should wear, I would have to look at the situation, who I was going to be with, what situation I'm going to be in, is it formal or casual, who I'm going to meet, and so on and so forth, which you all must do, and it's accepted. What you wear socially is different to what you wear at work, different to what you wear at a certain occasion. When it comes to what we wear, it's fine. But if it comes to putting on a certain character with certain ethics and certain morals based on who we're going to be that day, that becomes confusing. When I have to match not just my bag and my shoes, but my principles and my morals based on where I'm going, that's challenging. It's very challenging. Because we often have to be, according to the world, although we have to do nothing, but according to the world, we have to be different to our Christian principles. And that's wrong. We only have one life to live. We only have one set of principles. We only have one code of conduct. It can't change. Once it changes, it confuses us. Once we make one exception, then we make exceptions all the time. Once we feel we have the right to be different people, then we confuse ourselves. Now, don't misunderstand me. Of course, we act differently. I'm here with you today in the liturgy. It will be different to the way I act when I'm with you socially later, because I'm fulfilling a different function. When you are at work, maybe different to when you're socially, that doesn't affect your principles and morals. It just means you adapt to a situation to act appropriately. But we often adapt who we are, because we think who we are needs to be hidden. We think if we are Christians in our action, in our lifestyles, in what we say is right and wrong, then we're not accepted. If you remember the story of the man born blind, when they called his parents and they said to them, "Is this your son? Was he blind?" They said, "He's our son. He was blind. The way he did it, what happened? Ask him." And the scriptures go on to say to us, because they feared that they would be thrown out of the synagogue. Our Lord sometimes says that we prefer the love and the acceptance of men more than that of God. But it's a very lonely place. Be careful. We all make that judgment sometimes, but it's a dangerous judgment to make. Because the world that accepts us today, the people that love us today and respect us today, suddenly tomorrow don't respect us anymore. Because what they're expecting of us has changed. Do we keep changing? Are we in this constant process of change throughout our whole lives, wanting to match our conscience and our life with those around us? Or do we take a stand? Do we make a point and say, this is who we are? Every day when we pray a liturgy, we read the Synaxarium. The Synaxarium is the life of the saints of our church. And every day there is one of those saints who has sacrificed his or her life. Why? Because on that day, he or she said, "I'm not changing who I am. This is who I am. This is what I believe. This is my life. This is my Lord. This is my God. This will be my life, or it will be my death." They were uncompromising. Thankfully, we don't have to make those decisions these days. There are very few decisions we will make in our lives today on a day-to-day basis that will lead to us losing our lives. Although in places like Iraq, where we see an establishment of a state that rejects others for who they are, people are deciding these days that they are Christians and they are dying to be Christians. That is an honorable thing, and that is something we must honor and respect, and we pray for these people. But we must also be thankful that in our lives here today in Britain, we don't have to make decisions to do with our lives. So any decision beyond that must be easy. A decision that says, "I am who I am. Respect me or reject me, but I will not change." We're more than happy to make those decisions when we say the society is difficult, we're going to do what we want, we don't want to adapt. But when it comes to decisions of morality and ethics, who we are and what we believe and what we trust, then we're constantly changing. Today's gospel is very clear. God says, "I have created you as one, as an intricate union." He has created us as his image and likeness. So we only have one option, one choice. We can't keep being different people. He says to us that you must cleanse the inside first, that the outside may be clean. It's not just our appearance, but it's our hearts and our beliefs that must be in line with our faith. It's not enough that we stand here and pray in this church today. Our decisions we make on a daily basis, from inside, from our consciences, from our principles and our hearts. That is what we believe, that is what we trust, and that must be what we live, so that we are children of a Father who created us to be like him, deciding like him and living like him every day of our lives.